website.
Now our Christmas Book of the Week, Love, Nina, dispatches from Family Life. In 1982, Nina Stibbe, at the age of 20, left her Leicestershire home to take up a job as a nanny working for the deputy editor of the London Review of Books, Mary Kay Wilmers, and her two sons, Sam and Will. Alan Bennett was a frequent visitor to the household. Nina's adventures in London are forever captured in the fun-filled letters she sent back home to her sister, Vic. Today marks the start of a new chapter as Nina describes her first day at college.
Dear Vic, moved into Mary Hope's house on Regent's Park Terrace. It's V nice. Started Thames Polytechnic. First day was just getting to know stuff and sorting out options, etc. Second day actually had a seminar, History of Western Thought. We had to go in pairs and use the library and write a short paper to prove or disprove the existence of God. I looked round the room, looking for someone to pair with, and ruled out anyone A, with spiky hair, B, over 50, C, stupid looking, D, posh. This left one person, a girl called Stella Heath, northern, perm, thin white belt. She said, "I'm Stella Heath," and then spelt it out for me, H-E-A-T-H. She wasn't as brainy as I thought she was going to be. She hadn't read a single thing off the summer reading list and wasn't familiar with the cogito ergo something, Descartes, I think, therefore I am, etc. And is only at Thames Poly due to getting unexpectedly bad grades. She was a bit of a letdown, to be honest. Off we went to the library and looked up all the relevant bits of modern Western thought, and Stella Heath kept putting a Vic Sinex thing up her nose. Summer cold. We spoke a bit each of our argument, God does not exist. And the bloke, Peter Widdowson, said we made a coherent argument via Descartes and that that was what he was hoping for. He did say that students more often proved the existence, rather than the non-existence of God via Descartes, as that was what Descartes would have wanted, but not to worry, we'd got the gist. So I was pleased. Had a cup of tea in the refectory, and Stella Heath told me her mother was an Alan Bennett fan. How funny. I didn't say anything about AB, but it just shows how popular he is. Then I came home to hear. And it's great, and I'm lucky to be a student and have such a great home. But I'm missing Sam and Will and Mary Kay, and feel a bit strange about it all. Keep seeing them going about their business across the gardens and want to go round and see them, and to tell AB about Stella Heath's mum being a huge fan, but won't yet. Love, Nina. P.S. I know how AB feels now. Dear Vic, Sam refuses to walk round to Regent's Park Terrace on his own, since he got cornered by Yogi at the railings. Don't know what type Yogi is, but he's very small and friendly. Mary Hope thinks he's a Pekingese, but he's too fluffy in my opinion. She's a bit anti-small dogs. Her dog Chili is a Labrador. Mary Kay is not getting along with the new nanny that well. I'm guessing she keeps asking her if she's had a nice weekend, and has she had her hair done, etc. She's too nice. I knew she would be. I remember once in 1982 asking MK if she'd had a nice weekend, and I could see it didn't go down well, so never asked again. Still don't. Even to other people. I don't like it myself now. For instance, Nunny on the phone the other day. Nunny, did you have a nice weekend? Me. What? Nunny, I'm being platitudinous. Me. What? Nunny, the gulf gets wider by the day. And I had that annoying thing where you understand perfectly what someone means, but not till half an hour later. Dear Vic, Thames Polytechnic is very good and I like being at college. Sometimes I see a reflection of myself walking along with my little bag of books, the texts, and I feel thrilled is the only word I can think of. I can't believe I'm studying for a BA Hons, Bachelor of Arts. Don't know what the Hons bit means. Lectures, you just scribble down everything the lecturer says. Seminars, this is your chance to be noticed as brilliant or idiotic. Sometimes, people who haven't read the text are told they may as well leave the seminar. And that's the ultimate shame. It nearly happened to Stella. She hadn't read the Alfred Lord Tennyson, not one single poem, but got away with it due to me having said something about Darwin in the coffee bar beforehand. Tutor, what do we assume Tennyson's referring to here? Stella, is it to do with Darwin? Tutor, excited, yes, exactly. Tennyson and his cronies were reeling from the new theories which question everything, blah, blah. I always read the texts, plus extra stuff, but that's because I'm officially a mature student, 20 plus, and we're the reliable ones. Stella says it shows a fear of authority. I say it shows I'm not an idiot. Dear Vic, handbags, I'm going to say thanks but no thanks to the handy organiser. A, I'm not that kind of person, unfortunately, and B, I don't have to be organised in that kind of way. I'll say no on MK's behalf too, but thanks for the bag offer anyway, and good luck in shifting them. Love, Nina. P.S. Doing Nunny's sister's chicken supreme tonight. The power of love, a force from above. Regent's Park Terrace, Xmas 1984. Dear Vic, went round to 55, Xmas tree up, properly upright in an attractive bucket in the stair bend where it always goes. Not wobbly or at an angle, but solid. Me. The tree looks good. New nanny. I had to take a few inches off it. Me. Did you use a saw? New nanny. Borrowed Jonathan Miller's. Me. Where is it now? New nanny. I took it back. Disappointed. I could have taken it back myself to make up for previous year. Alan Bennett not around. In Yorkshire or New York. I prefer him being around. God knows what he does in New York, if it is New York. Can't imagine him there, being shouted at by taxi drivers and prostitutes. Though his coat would work. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, babysat Sam and Will. Mary Kay has been having a build around to plan some renovations and general improvements. Me. I think Mr. Carter fancies you. MK, I doubt it. Me, he thinks you're a rare breed. She was going out after the soup, hence me babysitting, and she looked just like a boy. Floppy white shirt, all scrunched up and hanging out, grey jacket with pointy lapels and three-quarter length sleeves. Me, you look like the Artful Dodger. MK, you behave like the Artful Dodger. Soup would have been okay if I hadn't overdone the pepper. Drama tutor Vicky got us all tickets to see an Arthur Miller thing in the West End. Stella isn't used to going to plays and said she felt uncomfortable at the actual live theatre as opposed to watching the telly. Stella, I just feel uncomfortable at the theatre. Me too. It's the anxiety that something embarrassing is going to happen. Stella, no, I mean the seats. Anyway, the Arthur Miller play was good, but Stella fell asleep because she'd had a couple of pints in the pub beforehand and snored. Tutor Vicky, was someone snoring in Act Two? Stella, no. Told Stella later that the knee-jerk denial wasn't believable and made her look guilty, which she was. She's so immature. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, bought a new camera, better than old one, more features, but I'm still in control. Had a cup of tea with S&W. Will had a Mars bar and cut it into lots of thin slices. It was nice like that, all cut up. Then we tore the wrapper into squares and did that thing where it looks like you've got a tooth missing. Tried to take pictures with new camera. Will acted unnatural. Sam screwed his face up trying to smile. Mary Kay pulled her jumper over her head. AB shielded himself with coffee filters. Took some pictures out of the window instead, including one of Claire Tomalin with a pen in her mouth, stroking a cat to put on Nunny's windscreen. Mary Kay has bought toilet paper with pink rosebuds on it. Looks nice. Until you use it. Me. I don't like the rosebud toilet paper. MK. I know. Me. It's worrying. MK. I know. I didn't think it through. Stella and me have opted to take a course called Autobiography and Fiction. So far, it has been my absolute best thing and Stella's worst nightmare. Had a seminar earlier this week in which we all spoke briefly, autobiographically, just to get the hang of it. Here are some of the things we said. Girl from Luton. I don't connect with my parents, grandparents, siblings or anyone I know in Luton, since my father laughed at my bra when I was 12. Everyone amused. Stella. I used to be prejudiced against people with scratches, cuts or grazes on their hands, and plasters, bandages or any wounds. Everyone a bit cross. I said, when I went to Greece last year, I saw Germans for the first time, and I couldn't imagine what it must feel like to be German. I feel bad enough being English. Mixed reaction. Tutor, Peter H., seemed pleased. Next, we have to read some stuff, then write some stuff. My plan is to hand in a bit of my ongoing semi-autobiographical novel. You're in it, obviously. I'll send you a copy, if you want. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, went to University of Sussex near Brighton to stay weekend with Nunny. It's full of students, but they seem a different type to the Thames type, more studious and longer hair. I stripped right off on a beach in Eastbourne. It was funny, and like old times, seeing Nunny outraged and shocked, but quite pleased, really. Strange being with him. Strange being with him there. Strange going away again. Got the feeling it was all over or something. Brighton seemed pleased with itself. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, the renovations at 55 are almost complete. It looks great. S&W's old rooms are now the nanny's quarters. Smaller, but better, with wood floors and new kitchen stuff and a nice dresser thing, new blinds and sweet table. And I felt a great feeling of wishing I could be that nanny. Me, looking around. It's great. MK. So do you want to move in then? Me. Okay. MK. Do you mean yes, please? Me. Yes. I was a bit astonished. MK will take on a new nanny, who won't live here, but will come as and when. Sam has found out he shares his birthday with Les Dawson. And Will shares his with Mae West. Will disappointed. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, here's a copy of my autobiography and fiction essay. Tutor Peter H. liked it so much, I got an almost unheard of A+. I've never had one before, and I told him that. He had a slice of lemon in his tea. I kept staring at it, thinking it was a biscuit he'd dropped in, then a quarter whiff. I'm sending it to you, the essay, because you're very much in it. Hope you like it. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, I don't mind that you didn't like the autobiography and fiction essay. I will send you the next excerpt if you really want to see it, but don't blame me if you hate it. And remember, it'll cost £1 to photocopy, so you'd better like it, or at least not complain about it. Remember what I said. There's always a lot of autobiography in fiction, and fiction in autobiography. It has to be that way, otherwise they'd be unreadable except by the author. Love, Nina. June 1985. Dear Vic, very worried about our end of year exams. You fail, you leave. Me. I'm worried about the exams. MK. You did okay with the A level? And all you did was moan. Me. I didn't do that well. MK. You did okay. Me. I didn't do okay, I got an E. MK. I thought you got an A. Me. No, I said I got a C, but I actually got an E. MK. Exasperated. How can we ever believe a word you say? Will. She told me she got an E. MK, you told Will the truth, but you lied to everyone else. Me, yes, because he'd done badly in a test. Will, and I can take the truth. Love, Nina.
Rebecca Staton was reading Love, Nina. Dispatches from Family Life by Nina Stibbe. The book was abridged by Penny Lester and produced by Gemma Jenkins. Here is Sailing By to take us to the shipping forecast. Thank you. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 27th of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at 18:00. Low 120 miles west of Shannon, 948. Expected Fair Isle, 951 by 18:00 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North at Sarah, South at Sarah, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10, rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Thames, Dover, Wight, southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7, rain then squally showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Portland, Plymouth, south.